This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to go back to this morning's jobs report for just a minute here. And remember, it's data for May from this morning. Last month, when the April report came out, we had called Martha Gimble. She's the manager of economic research at Schmidt Futures. And we'd asked her to explain this thing in the jobs numbers called the diffusion index.
The diffusion index basically measures how widespread job losses or gains are.
It goes from 0 to 100. Closer to 0 means more industries lost jobs. Closer to 100 means more industries added jobs. In April, it was 4.8. 4.8, meaning really only a handful of industries had managed to add jobs in the month of April. So yesterday, and let's get the timestamp in here.
It is Thursday, June 4th at 10:33 a.m. Eastern.
We asked Martha Gimble what she thought the number for May would be.
So I'm expecting it to stay pretty low.
How low exactly?
Forecasting, particularly in a pandemic, is just a fool's game. So I'm going to stick with single digits, somewhere between like 5 and 10.
You know we called her back this morning, right?
I think I said the word what about 20 times in a row. The number was obviously a shock.
The diffusion index, the measure of how widespread job gains and losses are, that she was guessing would be around 5 or 10?
It spiked up to 64.
Which means more industries gained jobs than lost them. Education, construction, retail, and hospitality. Also, by the way, the April diffusion index that was 4.8 got revised down to 3.9.
Which reflected the fact that job loss was worse in April than we thought. All of this is really just to say that economists really have no idea what's going on right now.
Economists and everybody else. Martha Gimble at Schmidt Futures, thanks for being such a good sport for us. We are totally, by the way, calling her up next month.